the staggering Easter special edition of the Sunday Class Down, number 162 with Amanda Pitt, first broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 31st of March 2024. Could there be to begin a stagger in event than with the Tiger Two-Step, with Ewan Galloway playing his tune Derek's Birthday Surprise from Friday Fun Night at the Stagger Inn. From the same collection, we start today's programme with Ruth Taylor's tribute to Ewan, the young accordion man. Ones, twos and threes advance and retire, then ones long cast to second place. Three couples advance and retire again, and ones turn right hand to face first corners. The last 16 bars are a corner chain with first and then second corners. We'll be right back. The lead tune for The Young Accordion Man is The First and Last by Mike Murray, and Ewan followed that with The Old Grey Cat, Victoria Hornpipe, and The Down Express. All the dances today are on the weekend programme in Perth, so our first jig is the Luckenbooth Brooch, devised by John Bowie Dixon in 1968. The Luckenbooths were the stalls and workshops near St Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh from the 15th to early 19th centuries. The Luckenbooth Brooch is a traditional Scottish piece of jewellery, symbolising love and devotion. Interestingly, from the mid-18th century, these brooches were a popular trade or barter item with American Indians, such as the Iroquois, and became part of various traditional Native American outfits of the 18th and 19th century. Sandy Nixon and his band recorded it as the title track for a CD in 2004. Sandy Nixon played The Weaver and His Wife by Andrew Rankin, The Astronaut by I. Smith, Northern House by Ronnie Cooper, and The Scholloway Boys Jig by Peter Scholloway for the Luckenbooth brooch. Autumn in Appin is a four-couple Strath Bay devised by John Drury in 1982, the title having been suggested to him years before at the memorial service for Mrs. Isabel Stewart in 1968. The dance was adopted by the RSCDS for the Diamond Jubilee Book 31, with an LP by Rob Gordon and his band. In 2003, Alistair Wood and his band recorded a CD for the RSCDS, combining Books 31 and 32.
Thank you.
tune for Autumn in Appin is The Hills of Lorne by Charlie Hunter, and Alistair Wood followed that with three of his own tunes, Gal Close, The Nungate Bridge, and The Twa Hoths. I have just spent the best part of a week with Marian Anderson, Max and Izzy in Lytham St Anne's, where we enjoyed so much good music and many of their best-known sets. Today we have three of those, Staircase in Styria, followed by The Elephant Stampede, and later the classic City of Belfast. Staircase in Styria is a 5x40 bar reel by Margaret Gray, inspired by the double spiral staircase in the castle in Graz. Marion wrote the named tune and paired it with Mull Holiday by Callum McLean, playing them in an Austrian style. The Elephant Stampede was written for Helen Bonner, now McGinley's, wedding to Steve Beanie in 1995, with the obvious choice of tune Nelly the Elephant by Peter Hart. The other tunes were Teddy Bear's Picnic, The Runaway Train, and Pop Goes the Weasel. There is no 8x Strass Bay at the Stagger Inn, but I am including The Gentleman to remember those we have lost, including Derek Hamilton and Bill Ewan, but also to honour Ian Lees, who is the compere in Perth for these weekends, and, of course, the man himself, Ewan Galloway. The dance was written by Ros Scott Huxley in tribute to her late father, Group Captain David Huxley, MC at Summer School Cayley's for many, many years. Neil Copland and his band recorded the CD for RSCDS Book 35. Copland's band played The Cayley Umbrella by Muriel Johnston, Miss French of Tayside by James Moncur, Angus Fitchett's compliments to Ian Powery, Miss Wilma Miller by Muriel Johnston, Glen Gate by Bert Murray, Miss Mary Milne by Tom Hall, and Mr. Davidson of Netherley by Bert Murray. Continuing from the weekend programmes, our medley today is MacDonald of Keppoch by Chris Ronald from RSCDS Book 49 and the recording by Jim Lindsay and his band. Guessets, Twice in Strathspey and Twice in Real Time. Strathspey tunes from Jim Lindsay and his band were Joseph Mason of Kinross by John Brown and Margaret Williams Strathspey by Ian R. Muir, and the real tunes were The Sprightly Minikin and The Old Fiddler by Willie McGuire. Staying with Jim Lindsay but moving on three RSCDS books, Farewell to Balfour Road is in RSCDS Book 52. The dance is a 32-bar canon for five couples, so a new couple starts every 16 bars. The music is therefore 96 bars, the equivalent to 3x32 bars. The first tune for Farewell to Balfour Road is Miss Ogilvy of Islamac's Jig, then two by Willie Laurie, Billy Ford's Bike, and Kathleen's Jig. Now we return to Marian Anderson's band for her instantly recognisable City of Belfast, with my favourite Strathbay tune to complement it. City of Belfast was composed by Marian Anderson to accompany the winning dance by Lucy Mulholland for Belfast Branch's Diamond Jubilee in 2006. The second tune was Lament for the Death of the Reverend Archie Beaton by John Mason, co-founder, musical director and conductor for the Scottish Fiddle Orchestra from its creation in 1980 until his death in 2011. Another very popular reel for Scottish dancers is A Trip to Bavaria by James MacGregor Brown, not least because bands very often play tunes which fit a Bavarian style. This is Ewan's band version from his live CD Toast to the Dancers. Calloway's band includes Andrew Knight, Derek Hamilton, Bill Ewan, and Kyle Innes, played Raymarts of Hartford by Hamish Menges, Bill Sutherland by Adam Rennie, Andrew Rankin's tribute to Lindsay Ross, and James Forrester Rankin by Andrew Rankin. Our last Strass Bay is another RSCDS classic, The Dreamcatcher by Eileen Orr, published in Book 45 in 2005 with the CD by George Meikle and the Lothian Band. RSCDS did not use the original tune submitted to them with the dance, but instead chose two tunes by Eric Allen, Rosie, and Sir Henry Daniel of Gooch. At the Stagger Inn, we always have the Glasgow Reel or Tamlin at some point in the evening, so it is entirely appropriate to be finishing this programme with the Highland Rambler, three couples in a four-couple set and finishes with a circle, and Jim Lindsay's recording from his Reel of the Puffins CD. tune for the Highland Rambler is John Illingsworth, who danced for joy and loved climbing Scottish mountains, by Muriel Johnston. The other tunes on that recording by Jim Lindsay and his band were Wrigley's Reel by Jerry Holland, Smithy's Black Beauty by Gordon Shand, and Tam Lynn, the Glasgow Reel, by Davy Arthur. I hope you've enjoyed this romp through some very popular dances to celebrate the Stagger Inn at the Salutation Hotel in Perth. And we will play out with the last track from Ewan's Toast for Dancers CD with Jessie's Polka to the traditional tunes The Mucking Up Georgie Fire, The Cock of the North and Deal Among the Tailors. And Andy at Radio GH, and to you all for listening. I hope you'll join me again next week. Bye!